Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda Audio present this unabridged recording of Great Australian Sporting Stories, written by Ian Heads and Norman Tasker and read by Chris Chappell. How these curiosities would be quite forgot did not such idle fellows as I put them down. John Aubrey, English writer and philosopher. Foreword. Ian Chappell, former Australian cricket captain. I made my Sheffield Shield debut in February 1962 at the Adelaide Oval against the all-powerful New South Wales team, captained by Richie Beno. Times were different then. You paid your bills in pounds. The Beatles were an unknown band working in Liverpool, and more than 10,000 fans attended on the Saturday of that Shield match. The players of all sports in that era had day jobs, and journalists like Norman Tasker and Ian Heads covered many different sports. In more than 60 years of covering a variety of sports, both Tasker and Heads have gathered together a multitude of stories, all of which embody their similar attitude and commitment to the task of communicating to the public what the game is all about. I first met Tasker in the 1960s, but I really got to know him on the Australian cricket team tour of the UK in 1972. It was a joyful tour, and an important one for a developing team. The importance of the tour was emphasised by the strength of the media contingent following the team. A group shot, arranged by photographer Russell McFedrin, features Richie Beno and Jack Fingleton, two former Australian players and renowned journalists. Then there was the voice of Australian cricket, the ABC's Alan McGilvray. The array of newspaper journalists was a strong one, including Tasker, Mike Coward, and Graham Darcy Eccles, or as he was also known, the famous Eccles, after the character of the same name in The Goon Show. It was a talented and colourful group, and there was great respect and rapport between the team and the media contingent. This was in a period when cricket writers were welcome in the home dressing room during tests and shield matches. There were two unwritten rules regarding these visits. The journalists would not divulge any private information gleaned in those moments, and they had to bring beer. Each team was only supplied with 12 bottles of beer, one for each player, and consequently, it was a BYO establishment for the journos. Such was the respect between players and journalists that Rod Marsh would remove the top from a bottle of beer and place it in his locker at tea time.